This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Scientists discuss the robust nuclear earth penetrator. Scientists and activists from around the country came to New Mexico recently to discuss the Robust Nuclear Earth Penetrator, RNEP, a new nuclear weapon proposed by the DOE. Drs. Robert Nielsen and Sue Gunn of the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington, D.C., Dr. Bob Dodge from Physicians for Social Responsibility in Santa Cruz, California, and David Culp from the Friends Committee on National Legislation have toured New Mexico, stopping in Taos, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Socorro, and Las Cruces to raise public awareness and increase involvement in the RNEP decision-making process. The House and Senate have each approved their own versions of the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill, which includes the DOE budget. When Congress resumes, the two committees will meet and negotiate a final budget. RNEP was zeroed out of the House budget, but was given $4 million by the Senate. The group of scientists and activists came to New Mexico because Senator Domenici is head of the Senate Energy and Water Appropriations Committee and will be a chief budget negotiator. RNEP is a DOE research program to develop an earth-penetrating nuclear weapon which will burrow into the ground and attack hardened targets such as command centers and caches of nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. Weapons designers will use the existing 1.2 megaton B-83 nuclear weapon and place it in a stronger and heavier bomb casing. The B-83 has nearly 80 times the explosive power of the nuclear bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Hypothetically, this modified bomb would burrow into the ground before exploding to generate a powerful underground shockwave. Some scientists claim that the high heat generated by this explosion could neutralize chemical and biological agents buried nearby. Dr. Nielsen discussed the tactful infeasibility of RNEP, citing both his own report, studies made by the National Academy of Sciences, and test results from underground nuclear detonations made at the Nevada test site. Dr. Nielsen asserted that RNEP would not be able to contain its nuclear blast underground and would be unlikely to neutralize chemical and biological agents contained in a bunker. In order to contain the nuclear blast from the smaller 1 kiloton warhead, it must burrow to a depth of at least 300 feet. However, even the strongest bomb casing cannot penetrate more than 10 to 30 feet without crushing itself. Dr. Nielsen stated that the bomb would not sterilize chemical or biological agents unless the hit was direct. A detonation of the 1.2 megaton bomb proposed at a depth of 30 feet would spread chemical and biological agents and a tremendous amount of nuclear fallout into the atmosphere. Congressional support for RNEP has been gradually decreasing. The program was given some initial funding, however, funding was zeroed out last year by the House, and despite being defended by the Senate, was dropped during budget negotiations. Representative David Hobson, a Republican from Ohio and head of the House Energy and Water Appropriations Committee, has spoken out against RNEP, saying, quote, "We cannot advocate for nuclear nonproliferation around the globe while pursuing more usable nuclear weapons options here at home," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.